This chazar zeh nesh ba khas shvag vem yehuda mesach nes dorm daf khof. Zok de mishnah. If a person made a neder by using the term cherem and then said that he was referring to the cherem of the sea, meaning word cherem he says refers to a fishing net, he's believed to say so. Vaita, if a person makes a neder by using the term korban and then said he was referring to the offering for a king, you know, for a bas of adam, and not for a korban of for the mizbeach, he's also believed. If a person said, I, Atzmi, am hereby a carbon, and then said he was referring to a bone, an etzem, he's also believed. If a person said, Kaina my wife from benefiting from me, and he then said he was referring to a wife that he had previously divorced, he's also believed. Rav Meir says regarding all the above cases, the neder does not need to even be annulled. If they try to have them annulled, we punish them and are machmir with them. The Chacham say we find them a basis for annulling the neder from elsewhere, and we teach them to observe these nedarim so that they do not get used to treating the nedarim lightly. The Mishnah says that they don't even have to be annulled, and then says if they are annulled, they're punished and treated stringently. This seems a contradictory statement. Rav Yehuda said the Mishnah means that a Talmud Chacham who made any of these statements does not have to have them. He does not even need to have them annulled. However, if an Amma Aretz made these statements and now asks to have them annulled, we punish him and treat him stringently. Fekhmer, we understand that we are machmer with them by not allowing simple regret, charata, as a basis for the annulment. But in what way do we punish them? The Mishnah says we punish them by not allowing an annulment until they have observed the neder for as many days as they have violated it. So once they hit that point where they have actually lived with the terms of the nether for as long as they have violated the terms of the nether, then we will allow them to annul, but again not by using simple charata. A braisa says a person should not get used to making the dharm because it will lead him to ultimately transgress the laws of shavuos. A person should not frequent amaratzim because it will lead him to ultimately eat tevel. A person should not frequent kahanim who are amaratzim because it will lead him to ultimately eat truma. A person should not speak a lot with women because it will lead him to zinus. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Yeshia, says whoever looks at women will ultimately sin. Whoever looks at the heels of women will have improper children. Rav Yosef said this even refers to one's own wife, who is a nida at the time. Rish Lakish said the heel actually refers to her private area, and for Lashon Nakia we refer to it as the heel because the heel often is in that area. A bright when she sits. A brisa says the pasuk says that the awe of Hashem should be on your faces. This refers to shame, because shame leads someone to fear to the fear of sin. Shame is a good sign for someone who possesses it. Rabbi Yechinen ben Dahavoy said the Malachim told me four things. They said, people are lame because their parents had tashmish in an improper way. People are mute because their parents kissed parts of the body that they should not. People are deaf because their parents spoke during tashmish. And people are blind because their parents looked at the private areas on the body. Zok de Gemara, although we find that it's permissible to talk during tashmish, that's only regarding matters necessary for tashmish and not stam conversation. Rabbi Yechanan argues with Rabbi Yechanan ben Avoye and says that the Chachamim say that a person may have tashmish with his wife in any manner, that they would like, as long as they're both agreeable. Amemar said, it must be that Malachim that he heard from were actually Rabbanon, and he called them Malachim because they were, because they're holy people, they're like Malachim, because if they were truly Malachim, then Rabbi Yechanan would not have argued on them. Zok de Gemara, Rebbe darshens the pasuk of Eloisa Surah Akhe Levavchem to teach that a person should not have in mind any other woman while having tashmish with his wife. Ravina explains, Rebbe means that even if someone has two wives, he should only have in mind the one that he's actually having tashmish with. Zok de Gemara, Levi darshens the pasuk to teach that there are nine circumstances, meaning nine forms of tashmish, that cause children to rebel. And then he lists all nine. Is tashmish done out of fear for the husband or when forced? Number two is when children of a hated wife. Number three, children of a man in cherem. Number four, children born from tashmish where the father thought he was with a different one of his wives. Number five is children born from tashmish during a fight. Number six, children born from tashmish while he is drunk. Number seven, children born from tashmish when he already decided to divorce her at that point before the tashmish. Number eight, a child whose mother had tashmish with many men and therefore doesn't even know who the father is. And finally, number nine, tashmish that is unabashedly demanded by the wife. We have learned that Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani and Rav Yonason said that a woman who gets her husband to have tashmish with her is zeichet to have tremendously unique and special children. How could we say that if she asks for the tashmish, it causes the improper or not great children are born from that? The Gemara says that's when she creates desire in him so that he wants to have tashmish with her, but not when she asks for it outright. That's something that's improper for a woman to do. Hanalach perek ve'elu mutarin.